Blog Talk Radio. And a baby slip a shaver under the tree for me.
You know.
I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, start to did you start chat, by the way? It is open. Chat is open, people.
Oh, Jesus. Out of order already.
I just realized something about this song.
What?
Isn't it kind of suggestive?
Yes, it's very suggestive.
We are suggestive people. That's how we...
You're just now catching on to that, Blaster?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Well, hit it, Snow!
Woo! Okay, hi, everyone. It is the eve before Christmas Eve.
it is the,
The
laugh in your window. Please don't play that right now. I won't be able to focus. Okay, moving on. It is the eve before Christmas Eve, and you are listening to Gamer Girls Radio, the longest-running gaming podcast on iTunes. Now, let me go ahead and give you the number before I forget, because I have a tendency to do that every now and then. So if you won't, don't make fun of me. So if you want to call in and chat with us, our number is, and I'll slow down while I say this because I'm going like a million miles an hour. Number is, you ready? Okay. 347 215 7977. And that is our number if you want to call in and chat with us. Now, I want to go ahead and introduce myself because I'm, you know, the one talking. So I'm Snow White, and I am one of the
awesome
hosts.
Crack, apparently. What is going on with you with that accent?
I don't know. I could go Southern Belle if you want.
Oh, no, God.
Yes, I like that.
I am the hostess of the night. Well, one of the co-hostesses. You know, we're just such a good pair. And then my friend over there, Corey. Hi, honey. How are you?
Climbing in your window. Oh, go ahead.
We also have Ginger Rocks up in the hizzle.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's me.
That's right. And we've been cracking up the whole time. So we're a little giggly. We also have our token male up in the hizzle, and it just wouldn't be the same without him because we adore him. Master
Aww,
Blaster.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Okay,
I even get clapping. It's awesome. See, this is, I'm feeling the love here. It's Christmas.
It is actually just a lie.
They love you.
I just wanted to make you feel good because it is Christmas, so. Don't get used to it.
Well, you know.
Okay, do we have anything for front lines before I get distracted?
You know, I actually... This is front lines for everybody. This is not girl specific. We've actually been talking about this on the news in the mornings. The ESRB released a iPhone app / Android app to let you know, or for parents to be able to check on ratings while they're out shopping, which is an excellent idea put forth by the ESRB, except for one problem. The people that need this app don't know that it exists. They are not web people. They don't surf the internet. They don't know what the ESRB is. So Frontlines, I challenge all of you through the end of this year, which is only a few more days, and through the beginning of next year, all next year, to start pushing the ESRB to do a little bit better. It's a great effort. I've pointed quite a few people out, even today while I was out shopping, saying, you know, use the app. If you don't have a phone that can access the internet, you know, here's where you can find the information in the store, because nobody's helping these people out. It's not enough to just have the information there. It has to be in a form that they can see it in. The games are not putting it in the commercials. When they're showing the commercial for Gran Turismo, they're not saying at the end of the commercial, or like they do at movie. You guys know how they do at the beginning of movies. This preview is rated P or whatever, PG.
Yeah.
They don't do it for the commercial. So, and this is how we're getting into trouble. So ESRB, step it the fuck up.
The F word.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I get serious about my games.
I know. Normally it's just me. You know, Santa knows if you're naughty and nice. I kind of like that word, so I think it's naughty, but it's sure nice to me. I don't know where I was going with that, but it went somewhere.
Slamming your windows, slamming your people up. There you go.
Thank you.
That should get you back on track. So, am I wrong for saying that? Really? I mean, you know,
no, not at all.
You know, do you guys think they're doing enough? Anybody here think they're doing just enough?
They are doing just enough to CYA, cover, well, CTA, I guess, cover their asses. And that's about it.
I don't think they're covering their asses, to be honest with you.
No, they are.
I'm with Corey. I don't think they're doing enough to CYA themselves.
Legally they are. Legally they are. They're doing just enough, like barely covering. Like, it's one of the mini skirts that show just the bottom of the ass crack, you know?
I'm seeing entire ass crack here. I need for y'all to do something.
We don't want to see your ass crack. If you could just CYA a little better, that'd be great. Thanks.
Watch some Fashion Escape or Parade or whatever it is, Fashion Fantasy. Get it together, people, over at the ESRB.
If your ass is cracked, you should buy some putty.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I got your putty, all right? I got your putty.
You know what? This conversation has taken a turn for the worst.
I do want to say one thing, though, before we move on. Blizzard, I'm not happy with you.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Stand back, hands in the air.
Y'all are in trouble. Does Blaster sound weird to anybody else or just me?
He did for a second.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that it wasn't just me. I'm going to give you the short version because they already got the full version beforehand. But basically, my account was compromised, and I literally had to jump through hoops to get it to where everything was set back. And then they gave me gold to get all my character stuff back, and there was not enough gold. Not when I had all those new skills to buy, had to buy bags, all my crafting stuff was gone. I'm a hardcore crafter. All of the armor was, they were down to their underwear. Literally, I'm like running through Ironforge and nothing but a bra and panties.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. I thought you
pictures,
get keep
right?
all your stuff.
What?
Go ahead, sorry. Ginger. I ruined Ginger's joke.
Yes, you did. you joke ruiner.
Sorry.
No, what happened is somebody actually apparently...
She downloaded porn and got her
account
hacked. Yeah.
Damn that porn. But I'm not stupid when it comes to technology. I'm pretty fucking smart, right? So I don't know how they got into my account. My Gmail account was compromised or something, and they got my WoW account or something. I don't know. But anyway...
I blame Gawker.
Yes, Gawker. I don't know what that is. But anyway, so I got my stuff back eventually, and it was just a big fucking mess. I mean, it was, and then they keep spamming me with these customer satisfaction surveys, and I don't really think you want me to fill one of those out. Literally, I'm getting spam. I've got at least like 11 of them in my mailbox right now.
Did you enjoy your customer service experience? Hell the fuck no.
I did until I found out you guys lied to me.
Right? And they did. They lied to me like 3 times. God damn.
Okay, you know, that's interesting that you say that because everybody's been getting the email saying your account's been compromised. Blizzard hasn't said anything, but I'm wondering if it did, they just tried to keep it on the low-low.
You know, they might be trying to keep it on the low-low, and I'm not faulting
sense.
Them.
Because
I'm not faulting them for the security. Go ahead, Ginger, I'm sorry.
No, and you're right. Now that she mentions it, that makes sense, because I have been getting those out the flipping wazoo, and some of them look entirely too real. I mean, they go back to the Blizzard website and everything. It's nuts. It's crazy. So that does make sense that, you know, maybe they got hacked. You know, they've been having this whole crap where they've switched over to... Over to, what is that new one? Oh, well,
Battle.net.
Battle.net, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder.
And you know, okay, but... How stupid is it? Now, I'm just going to throw this out there. How stupid is it to attach an actual gaming account and have, like, your login to that account be an email address? To me, that is, like, the stupidest thing ever. Because
I haven't logged
address,
in a while. That's what you use to log in, your email address?
Yeah. Your battle, you have to attach it to a battle.net account, which is an email address.
Oh.
But the email address is your username to log into the game. And to me, that's like the stupidest thing you could do because your email address is super easy to get.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know.
And then a while back, they were trying to make us use our actual real names to be able to post on the forums.
Yes.
So, I mean, you combine the email address with our real names and you get a whole lot of information right there.
Yep.
Oh,
and then every time they're about ready to come out with a new game, they always say, well, whenever it's done, it's done. That's jerks. Sorry, I'm talking about something serious.
I love you.
Bunch of jerks. But on the upside of this whole Cataclysm expansion, the new flirts.
Oh my God.
So hot. So hot.
Again with the flirting.
Oh,
it's funny.
This is not something you can let your children listen to.
Flirt.
No. If you do have children, they really don't need to
hear their ears.
Yeah, the worgen and the goblin flirts. I'm going to say one of the goblin ones to have my jaw drop. She says something like, "I'm short and I'm good with my hands. What else needs to be said?"
Well, that's fine. The worgen female has something that goes along the lines of, "Yes, it all matches."
Ooh!
The male worgen has, "If you're nice, I'll let you play with my bone."
Oh,
you too. You know, I'm worried that you all have these memorized.
Oh yeah, let me tell you. And what was it? Something else about all this fur is just something extra to hold on to.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah. Glad the show is rated M. M for mature.
I was talking about hot. And hell, I remember when the Blood Elf came out, and the Blood Elf females got one that said something like, "I'm the girl the ESRB warned you about."
And now that's hot. I think that needs to be a T-shirt.
Yes.
I would rock that T-shirt.
That's awesome. She also has something along the lines of, "I only ride on epic mounts, but for you, let's talk."
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. I was like, oh. Yeah, but these new worgen ones? Totally blow those out of the water.
Holy cow.
And I want to mention, so everyone out there in podcast land knows, the dance that the female goblin does is the dance that Tori herself does.
What? Why do I have to be brought out to
a, when we go out to a club? Because Tori will bust out with the ring on a dance that Beyonce does, and she does a really good job of it, y'all. Y'all need to make her do that one day.
No. I don't do that anymore. I've retired.
Yeah, don't.
I'm so going to hack your Kinect. So.
But the goblin female does that dance. I literally fell out of my chair laughing when I saw the dance. Because I just imagined Corey doing this in the middle of a club. It was great. I loved it.
Look, the female organ does something that reminds me of the Macarena, but a little more lewd.
That would make sense, though, because a female human does the Macarena, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So I think it makes a little more sense.
Well, let me just tell y'all this. There is the dance is up on YouTube, so y'all can stop. And we'll put that in the chat room. The rest of you will have to search female goblin dance video from Cataclysm. And it is set to the single ladies. Somebody actually put the music to it, so that'll be fun to watch. You guys in the chat room get to see it. If you're not in the chat room, you miss all the fun.
I think Corey's telling us to stop talking about it there, Ginger.
Oh, my God, it is a dance. Oh, my God.
She's just jealous. She's just so jealous. She's not playing with us.
She needs to.
Oh, can y'all not hear me?
Yes, I told you it was a dance.
I'm actually watching this. This is not right.
And you do it. I know.
See, Corey, somebody saw you at a club and saw this and decided to copy it and use it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You should sue them.
No, Beyonce should sue them. You know the bad part is? I bet Beyonce doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't.
Doesn't even know.
You know she's got like a level 85 priest.
That would be the most kick-ass thing ever if Beyonce busted up and wow. Oh, man.
I think it's time she knew.
Twitter
right now to her sister.
Your sister's dance is in WoW, little
girl. You know your sister is in World of Warcraft doing her ring on a dance as an elf. You know this. By the way, where y'all live at? I'm coming by your house for Christmas.
I'll give out freebies, right? I'm just asking.
I just figured you must have some World of Warcraft at your house. I'm just saying. Well.
That's the good thing ever.
Well, you too have scared off everybody with the WoW. No, I'm kidding. People come miles around to hear you speak of World of Warcraft. I have lost all my emails that I had open. Ah.
Okay, that is not our fault.
That is your fault.
No, we can't help it if you just got excited hearing us talk about WoW and clicked everything.
Anyway, Blaster.
Yes?
You hold snow, I'll tickle her.
I do not like tickling. I will
How come? Wait a minute. How come you get...
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Because I'm going to be too busy holding the camera.
Exactly.
Ah. Oh, it's that kind of production.
Well, you know, Blaster, they didn't say how you had to hold me.
Ooh.
You know what? Y'all are way too fancy today.
Now you haven't. Now you, there's a line, and you had to cross it. You had to go
yeah.
from innuendo. You had to go straight from innuendo straight to details.
Yeah. You draw the lines in the sand. We're going to step right across.
Okay.
I didn't give any details. That was total innuendo. It could have been like holding me down by my shoulders.
Okay, children.
Innuendo.
Children.
Innuendo.
I quit. Train wreck has happened. I need train wreck down the
front. Innuendo.
It's like some really odd Harry Potter spell or something. Innuendo.
No.
Oh, I don't want
to. No. I am done. Okay, I'm going. Merry Christmas to all. To all the kids. I am done with you two. Oh, that reminds me. While I have you guys' attention, actually I don't, but I'm going to try. Gamer Girls Radio and GameAndAtrix.com has been nominated for the 2011 Golden Retriever Awards. Yay! So I'm going to pop that link in the chat room, and that will be up on our blog and just everywhere.
Hey.
So that you guys can vote for us, because we want... want a pretty thing. You know what? I don't know. I'm just going to pretend like I don't hear you three. I don't see you. I don't know you. Jay Dukes is wrong for what he said in the room. I'm not even going to repeat that on air.
I love the show today.
I'm done. I am completely done with these people. Mm-hmm. I try to work with them. They're just out of control today.
I'm sorry.
Get it up, go!
How about
that? I think Leroy would have thought my innuendo joke was funny.
Yeah, I didn't do it fast enough.
So oh, far. Lord, I have raised my gamer children wrong. I have raised them wrong. Does anybody have any interesting gaming news this week they would like to discuss? Well, I'm trying
yeah,
to get them back.
That new law in Spain was shot down. I can't think of the name of it right off the top
Yay!
Of my head.
Look, I forgot.
Wait a minute. Why are you even cheering? Do you even know what the law is?
The Cindy Act.
There we
yes,
go. This
I do know.
They're basically trying to do what they were doing here. Tell them, Ginger.
No, Corey, why don't you fill us in?
I don't have my news up in front of me. She probably does.
I don't. But they really doesn't know what's going on. She just likes to pretend she does.
Suck a fat one and eat a taco. So anyway, continue.
Speaking of innuendo. Oh, yeah, baby!
Anyway, no. I have an answer to that. Are you listening? I prefer sausage to taco.
You know what?
Hey, listen, this is supposed to be a gaming show.
I'm trying to get back there. Y'all started it. I'm trying to get back there.
So tell us this law that was struck down that we should all be very happy about.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the U.S. has been leaning on Spain and other countries to kind of get them to do away with illegal downloading. And it was going to be the Cindy Act is what it was called. It was tied on with another stuff that they were pushing through. Anyways, the Cindy Act got shot down, though. Lawmakers there felt that their people spoke out and said that, hey, you know what? We don't want this in our country. U.S., here, we're going to stick it to you. You don't get it. So pretty much what it was these download sites, which are illegal here in the U.S. I guess they're legal there, so I should call them illegal download sites. We're going to go offline in protest of this new law that went through.
I'm trying to understand how, if you are a torrent site, how going offline is in protest.
No idea.
Does anybody, even in the chat room, anybody out there, even if you're not listening live, if you understand the reasoning behind being a torrent site and going offline to protest, meaning nobody can download anything anyway, which is what the law was going to say, if you could explain to me the logic behind this.
There's no logic. These guys are just...
I'm going to...
That's what you want me to do.
Exactly. I'm going to protest by going offline because the law said that We had to go offline. What?
That's the same as, you know what? You tell me I'm eating too much McDonald's, so I'm just going to eat McDonald's all day tomorrow. You said it's going to give me a heart attack, and I believe you, but just in case, I'm going to eat all day tomorrow, so it'll definitely give me a heart attack.
Okay.
What's that whole, line, you know, something about cut off your nose, spite your face? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it an Italian thing? Were they drinking coffee, wine? Were they smoking, doing the tango?
I have no idea. I think
the tango is quite Italian. I think it's more.
Which one is from Italy? From Italy.
I don't know.
I think
so.
No, it's not the flamingo. It's the angry one. You know where they throw each other all over the place. which is kind of sexy. But anyway,
why has it always got to be angry?
Well, it is angry.
Because angry can be hot.
Yes.
Yes, it can. Yeah. Yes, it can.
Everybody get quiet. Right. We all go off on a tangent in our head like, oh, yeah.
Oh, oh,
yeah. I'm going to try to pull this back around.
So what kind of gaming is everybody planning to do for Christmas? I'm just curious.
I'm going to do the hiding on my cell phone so I don't have to visit with family members kind of gaming.
That's an awesome idea.
If you had a DS, you wouldn't have that issue. Just saying.
I know. Corey, where's my Christmas present?
Climbing in your window.
Corey, you better stop. You know I'm tempted to do it right now.
Do what?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please don't.
Do it.
Please don't.
Do
it.
No.
Do
it.
Do it.
No.
Well, obviously, we have someone coming to Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your chimney. That's
oh, my God.
I'm trying to eat him. So y'all need to hide your gifts, hide your tree, hide your gifts, hide your tree, hide your gifts, hide your tree, and hide your eggnog, because we're taking everything off the
tree. Hide your eggnog.
Hide your kid, hide your tree. Okay.
I know. Sorry, that kind of ruins the original. It kind of does a little bit, but.
Still epic.
He's still hilarious. Antoine, good luck with that.
Yeah. But he's on the George Lopez show, which you know you've hit rock bottom when you're on the George Lopez
show.
That is
not rock bottom. I like him.
What?
I like George Lopez. I don't know about him.
I fell asleep. Unlike the opening monologue of the George Lopez show one time.
George, forgive him. He knows not what he does.
Wow. He knows not what he says. We love
you,
George.
Thank you, Father Corey. I appreciate it.
Sometimes I have to pray for people. What's the sign, Ginger? What's it in your email? What's the sign you do to him? Be blessed.
Blessed with the W, the A, the S, and the D. The four, up, the down, the left, and the right. The four directions that permeate all gaming.
There you go. Amen.
By the way, the gaming holiday. There is a gaming holiday. It's a week-long gaming holiday. And it totally just slipped my mind what the name of it was. So I'm going to stop right there because now I sound like an idiot. Cause...
Praise be unto Master Chief. Praise be unto Master Chief.
Wow.
Sorry, you got me choking here.
You know what? I should start a gamer church. Y'all think I'm joking. I've already said I'm the game evangelist. I'm going to start a gamer church. It's going to be the gospel of Master Chief.
I think somebody's already done that.
Come on. I've got a paper that says that I'm a minister, so you start your church and I'll go work for you.
What?
That's hot.
You can do, like, in-game marriages that really are marriages.
Ooh,
yes, I could.
Gary, remind me not to have you around when I'm doing my in-game marriage. Because I'm pretty sure it's bigamy, whatever world you're in. Okay.
Bigamy.
It is. I got too many game husbands as it is. Okay. Now let me forget what I was talking about.
I was going to just mention that have you ladies gotten a chance to check out Steam's holiday sales?
We crazy. Have.
The deals are crazy.
$2.99 for this, $1.99, 99 cents for that?
I'm telling you. It's crazy. I mean, like, some of these games are 85% off. What is that?
That's frickin' Snow White. Or Cricket.
Yeah, man.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Oh, my God.
Very nice. Very nice. And I remember it was.
You're an inspiration for birth control.
Winter Emus. The Gamer Holiday.
Okay, when does that start? Does it start today? Is it time to play now?
No, it's in January. It's January 25th through the 31st.
We will be celebrating Winteremus. You guys
yes.
are ready for that?
Yes, we must. And I linked it in the chat room for you guys who should be in there checking that stuff out. Yeah.
Now,
if you're not in the chat room, you're missing out, yo.
Now, do you guys know about the net neutrality rules? Did you guys vote? Did you guys go over?
Yes.
You listening? Did you go over and send evil messages to your congressman?
I sent lots of evil, horrible messages.
Okay, well, Time Warner has basically issued a statement. This was as of yesterday.
Time Warner.
They're saying, in support of the FCC Commission's adoption of net neutrality rules, cable companies like Time Warner supports the new rules. I wonder why. Because
Sorry.
Telecom industry helped write the draft proposal, basically. They're saying it's a workable balance between protecting consumers' interests and preserving incentives for investment and innovation by broadband internet service providers. Boo! Time Warner, we hate you.
We do. And fix my internet, people. I'm getting tired of being dropped. Your internet blows. They're the only choice I have.
It's funny that they help to write the rules and then turn around and approve them. That's like saying I'm God and then turning around and saying I'm God because I say I am.
Yeah.
That doesn't make you God. That's called
no, that just
I
makes
tell
you
that every single day, Corey, but it still doesn't stop you.
I am God because you and several other people worship me. Why do you try to deny that when you're on air? Just, it's okay to worship me. Everybody else does.
I worship your pictures.
You know what? I'm going to slap you. Not only am I going to slap you, I'm going to backhand you Bugs Bunny style. Just
hey, Corey, do you like white chocolate?
What is wrong with two of you?
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
What is wrong?
I love you, Corey.
I'm done. I'm trying to make this a respectable show this week.
You are not. Come on. Please.
We'll be respectable tomorrow.
I'm trying to be respectable now while I'm sober and stuff.
The morning show with me, not sober.
Nice.
Just to get back to the point I made before we got off topic once again, I'm just saying, I think Steam's got some awesome.
That was the point.
Oddworld, Abe's Odyssey, Abe's Exodus, Munch's Odyssey, and Stranger's Wrath, all for $12.49. It's ridiculous.
That's not ridiculous.
You get
that's,
all
that's
those games
pricing.
For $12.49.
That's good pricing right there. That's what that is.
Four games for $12.
That's very good pricing.
Very good pricing.
Now, is that going to encourage you to buy more presents for people, say, like us? Does that mean we're going to get a pack of games?
I keep telling you. You need to get a Steam ID, Corey.
No, what I'm saying is I need some verification. If I give you my Steam ID, does that mean I'm going to get those particular games you mentioned?
No, I did not tell you that. I picked out a different game for you. You don't get to pick what you get. You have to get what you get.
So you're going to tease me and then not pay off, is what you're saying?
No, I'm going to pay you off, just not in the way you expected.
Well, if it ain't the way I expected, what's the point? Damn.
I'm just saying. You're going to get payoff. I think you're going to enjoy what I'm going to send you if you just give me your Steam ID. But you refuse to do
that's
that.
That's all you ever think about. Steam IDs. No.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Steam's awesome. If you give it a chance, I think you'll like it.
Now, you're a sports enthusiast, right, Blaster?
Football. My big thing, I like sports where people hate each other, and that's like the whole point of the sport. Like, I don't like sports where, you know, contact is like something that happens but isn't part of the sport. I like a sport where that's the whole point of the sport.
Okay, so how are you feeling about the EA price fixing case?
You'll have to give me something on that. I haven't heard that about that.
Well, apparently EA is doing a little price fixing on their football titles.
Really?
Yeah. So anybody who bought Madden Arena Football, NCAA Football, remember, I think, Ginger, you mentioned something about this earlier in the week. If you bought them in 2005, you can sign on as plaintiffs on the case.
Really?
They're saying that people are paying an artificial premium on Madden NFL football games. And you know why they can do that? Because they pretty much have a monopoly on the whole thing. They bought the NFL rights. I think they should be held accountable too, because they shouldn't have sold all the rights to EA.
Yeah, because that was actually, you know, what was really interesting about that is I was a big fan of the whole, it was the Sega Sports ones. What were they called? The Sega had a competing football.
Take Two.
Was it Take Two that did
them? Yeah, them and Take Two, NFL 2K5.
NFL 2K, that was it. I loved NFL 2K5. It was an awesome game. I liked that better than Madden. And so whenever Madden assigned their exclusivity when EA signed the exclusivity with the NFL, that kind of really ticked me off because that killed off 2K franchise.
I think I bought a Madden in 2005. I think I'm going to sign on to this just because it's EA.
I think if you bought the 2K game, the other one, I think you should get in on this one because that's not fair. They killed your franchise.
They killed my franchise. I liked ESPN football. I want to play it. I miss it. It was a good game.
How did ESPN lose to EA? That doesn't make any sense.
Because, you know, the gaming industry is still new. There's a lot of things that they're just not catching on to or that ESPN didn't know about. EA had the leg up, you know. You don't know about it, you end up getting taken. Pretty much kind of the same way as Hollywood doesn't know how to do games about movies very well and make it good for gamers. They can't figure it out. They figure, we'll give them some first-person shooting stuff and we'll make it do something fantastic that has nothing to do with the game and the gamers will love it. They'll love it. No, we won't. So that's what I think happened here. ESPN didn't understand what was happening and EA came in and said, we'll take that. Thank you. We know what we're doing, bitches.
We're taking your money and we're running.
No, ma'am, bitches. Wait, what happened there? Why did I hear somebody talking? Is somebody yelling at somebody on mute and then forgot to mute themselves? Is that what just happened?
No. It wasn't me.
Yes, it was. It was Snow. We should have heard that whole conversation. Bitch, I told you to be quiet when I'm doing the show. You open your mouth again. That's what she's saying over there. Y'all just don't know.
I'm really not. I'm being nice. No.
So let me ask you guys a question. How many games did you buy this Christmas, like number-wise, for
three.
Friends and family? Three games.
Not for friends and family. For me. Three.
Six or so.
Fuck a friend and a family. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I love my friends.
Yeah,
family.
You know what? Don't say that.
Yeah, because I got some friends and family that listen. So
I'll volunteer.
I don't know if they've opened them all, so I can't name. What the hell? They're not listening. I got, like, Left 4 Dead 2, and I got, I don't know, something else for PlayStation. And
is that your father?
I got...
Who'd you buy Left 4 Dead 2 for?
For my
Don't say, just in case they do listen.
They're not listening.
Her phone's going to start ringing in about 30 seconds, because we have a 30-second delay. So
right in law? That's cool. You got to play it. Debbie, you have Left 4 Dead 2.
He just had to repeat it, just so, like, the brother's all listening. I was trying to, like, cover it up so that it wouldn't be on the air.
No, he's not the one. Because he wanted the... I got him the new Harry Potter Legos game, because that's what he wanted.
Ah.
Just so everybody knows, I would like to have Harry Potter for Kinect. I'm just saying. Anyway, Just putting that out there.
I wanted to buy Snow and Corey Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2.
Wait a minute. Let me finish my sentence. I was about to say you have it, but not for the PC. And Snow's afraid of zombies. So
I am. No, it's not. Like,
zombies are the best, especially Left 4 Dead 2.
No, that's the thing, baby. It's not exactly zombies. It's like the whole jumping out at you, scaring the hell out of you thing. Like,
oh, these don't jump out. They just run. Yeah. They don't jump at you. They run. They're not going to jump out of nowhere. You're going to see them coming.
Well, there's the one that, like, what is it? Is it the smoker with the tongue that grabs you and yanks you back?
Now, the irony of this is, Snow got me for Christmas the year. What is it? I don't have it back here with me. The year you're dead now, the undead.
It's like, so you're a zombie now or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you're a zombie now, the undead's guide to the after death, something like that.
Well, it's because I knew you liked zombies.
Oh, it was hilarious. As soon as I opened it at the door, the UPS guy thought I was crazy because I was like, zombie! I love zombie. Oh, go get your drink. It's okay.
They really don't jump out at you.
But no, they just stand around. I don't like the whole squealing, oh my God, it's going to get me feeling. I don't really like that.
Well, yeah, but it's more like the zombies are feeling that about you. Like, oh my God, it's going to get me. It's like, you're so awesome in that game. That's what's so good about it. It's an empowering.
Yeah.
No, back me up on this, Corey. Isn't it an empowering feeling? Back me up on this, Corey.
To shotgun blast him in the face is very empowering.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's just, I even had a hard time playing one scene in Dragon Age because it was creeping me the fuck out. Like the brood mother scene, just that whole story just creeped me the fuck out. I mean,
I played that one yet. Thank you for
you need to play that. I'm not going to give you any details, okay? But you need to play that if you like that kind of thing. Play Dragon Age. Go run through Orgrimmar. Run through the whole storyline in Orgrimmar. You will get creeped out. I guarantee it.
Wait,
that's all I'm saying.
Or is it Orzammar with the little...
Orzammar, yeah, Orgrimmar. I'm thinking WoW again.
Yeah,
my bad.
Yeah, you were saying Orgrimmar, and I was like, you're going to get creeped out in the storyline for Orgrimmar? How's that?
I mean, Orzammar and Dragon Age.
You know what? I'm going to need for the people that develop games to get together and get all their lore. Maybe I'll do it. A book. The dwarves live in these particular areas. Orzammar, Orgrimmar.
No. Orgrimmar is the orcs and the trolls. That's the horde side.
Okay, see, that's what we need. I need a book with all my orcs and trolls from every game in one area so I can just flip through my index. Ah, yes, I'm playing WoW. Oh, so the orcs and trolls are there. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm playing Lord of the Rings. They're located here. Oh, look, a map.
You could probably sell a lot of those.
I probably could. I'm writing it tomorrow.
All right.
The Gamer's Guide to Otherworldly Creatures.
I'm saying that Left 4 Dead is not a scary experience to me. To me, it's a challenging game. That's what's fun about it. And it's teamwork.
I scream like a little girl when I play. But
so do I, but that's part of the fun for me. I love it.
I play this game called Killing Floor. It's a new game. It's not a new game. It's a game I just got this Christmas, and I've been playing it a lot. And that's the kind of game where things just kind of jump out at you. And that would be kind of a little scarier, than Left 4 Dead.
I'm going to tell you what scares me, actually. BioShock is a scary game to me. I have,
oh, my
BioShock
God.
Is scary. BioShock is scary.
And it's not even that the things are running at me. It's that they're talking, and they're kind of standing there. And I told you, I have a thing with things facing the wall. And it's a whole bunch of them in there. Every time I turn a corner, somebody's facing the wall, and they're talking. And I just kind of stand there, and I'm like, oh, my God.
So, like, the last 5 minutes of Blair Witch Project just creeped the hell
out
of you?
Yes. I got up and left the theater. I was like, why is he standing there like that? Oh, God, I'm going.
Speaking of, I never apologized to my date in high school that took me to that. I'm sorry, I dumped my drink in your lap at that last part. My bad. That scared me.
I couldn't. It was coffee. That would have been bad. My date would have been mad.
It was Sprite. It went all over his lap. I was like, oh, I'm sorry,
dude. You still have children. I'll take my can. No.
Man, I just can't do. I can't do the whole making me squeal thing. Like, and what
I
really
think you should play it.
Oh, but see, then I get mad because I squeal and I get mad. And then it's like, oh, motherfucker, you're dead. Eat bullets.
I can't do it. What really gets me, though, is like when things like skitter up the walls.
Okay, there's no wall skittering in Left 4 Dead. So
no, I'm just saying, like, I played Doom and I played BioShock and things were like skittering on the walls. And I was like, fuck. And I like ran off my hands around that you're like flapping in the air. Oh my God, it's gonna get me! I just couldn't do it.
The only thing that would scare the crap out of her, Corey, I think, would be the hunter. The only thing that would scare her, just because it's like when it comes flying at
you. No, he does jump on you. He does scare me. That's why I have gotten very good at shooting him in the head mid-flight. Very good at it.
He doesn't really even hurt you. Like, he's one of the ones. Like, there are, like,
I don't care.
There are several special infected.
That bitch is in real size jumping at me. No. He's dying. Headshot.
What I'm trying to tell you is he is one of the few special infected you don't really care about if he gets you. Like the smoker, he's going to grab you and start pulling you, but he's not going to really hurt you until he gets you up close to him. The hunter is going to jump on you, but it takes a few seconds for him to start really hurting you.
I'm fine with the smoker because, again, like you said, he's dragging me and I'm kind of screaming, help, help, somebody cut him, help. He's got me, help. But that damn hunter, if
when
I see him,
you turn a corner and you get surprise tank in the face.
I can handle a tank, but the hunter, yeah, he's headshot. As soon as I see him, as soon as I hear the little sound that says hunter, oh, I'm loading the gun.
Or is the one you don't want to turn the corner and find. I mean, yeah, he's jolly because he's a big fat man, but I mean, when he barfs on you and all those zombies
come. Oh, that pisses me off.
Can't see. That really ticks you off. And you can't see. That's the worst.
Yeah, that's when I start screaming the most. Motherfuckers, get off me. Get off. Get off.
Jay, Jay is apparently recounting a time was playing with the witch. I have issues with the witch. For some reason, I always want to shoot her. And when I do play with Jay Dukes and a couple of other people, they're like, Corey, be quiet. I'm going to be quiet. I just want to shoot her in the head one time. It says I can shoot her. I need the achievement. I'm going to shoot her.
You can't shoot her. You can't do it with a shotgun. You can't do it any other way.
No, honey. I get that. But the problem is I just want to do it anyway. And then they're, everybody's screaming and running. Ah! The witch is up. Yeah. So that's fun for me. Kind of like, the stick your grenade myself and diving into a, pile of people. You're laughing, but I do it. I have to.
No, I'm laughing because I know you do.
So it's Christmas time, and I want to talk about something besides zombies. So let me say this to you. Did you guys hear about the – since we were talking about World of Warcraft earlier, did you guys hear about the supposed it's like a bias towards the Horde this time in Cataclysm? You guys notice that?
Is it?
Yeah, the Horde is falling the fuck apart, and it's all because of Thrall. Fucking hell scream.
Yeah, because he's like – the new one's like some sort of egotistical, stubborn ass motherfucker kind of dude, right?
Yes,
and he's like running things into the ground. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, and he's like chasing off the undead guys, and then he had to go and kill the hamburger guy over in the cow area.
The hamburger guy?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And he ran off the trolls too, apparently.
Yeah. It's all his fault.
Fucker. Well, you know what? Here's what's really surprising to me is that they find all of this material to make this game out of, like, what was it, a 8 or 10 year old RTS game? I mean, I don't understand. Like, every time I hear about something new in World of Warcraft, like I tell my friend about it, who's really familiar with the first with Warcraft 3 and all the Warcraft games, he's like, "Oh yeah, that's such and such. He did this, and then he did this and this," and I'm like.
There are like whole
RTS
books
game.
You're supposed to be able to read. Yeah.
Apparently so. And
I have one of the books.
Familiar with. Isn't he like a red orc or something? This the new guy that's running like Ogremire? He's like a red orc or something?
Don't think so.
I know. He's green.
Hellscream?
Yeah.
He's green.
I love this show.
Oh, green.
God, I love this show.
I don't know.
I love this show.
I'm just saying, like, supposedly, I'm just saying that they were saying that the Horde's been getting all the love with this new expansion.
Well, everybody always wants to be the monsters more than they do.
I will have to say that now that I've played both the Goblin and the Worgen, face-to-face, the Goblin is going to own the Worgen.
Yeah,
I was getting
totally.
Motherfucking torn up in the low-level PvP
so
last
cool.
night.
Doesn't he?
No, the Worgens look awesome, but the Goblins, they kick ass. I'm sorry,
yes,
but they do.
Hell yeah. That rocket jump that I've been able to do.
Yes, and that rocket.
Fucking awesome.
And even the rocket barrage, I mean, it doesn't do much, but that on top of everything else you have, come on now.
Hell yeah. Hey, yep.
The Goblins are where it's at, huh?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
And they're
I play
so funny.
Hunter. And
yeah,
I've been tearing
too.
People up.
Me too, yo.
We'll try to, yeah. Rogues jump my ass and try to kill me, and I'll throw on the rocket boots and jump away.
Hell
they can
yeah.
do just enough distance to stun their ass, and then I dot them, and I keep backing up as I just tear their ass apart with the arcane shot.
Yep.
Wow, you guys sound like a bunch of nerds.
You calling a nerd geek?
Bunch of nerds, man. How'd I get hooked up with you guys?
Hey, I got a shirt that says nerds are hot. Or no, wait, no, it says something like, I love nerds. My bad.
I want to get one that says, talk nerdy to me.
Oh, yeah, baby. Talk nerdy to me.
What happened to you sit in the pie, bitch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the other one. You sit in the pie, bitch.
Pie, bitch. I think I said that in one of my games the other day. Somebody said something stupid, and I was like, you sit in the pie, bitch. And everybody just got quiet, like, what?
I think that's the new tag phrase for next year, you guys. I'm going to cut you. We'll still use that on occasion. But you sit in the pie, bitch, is the new thing.
What does it even mean?
The new hot... Oh, yes, it is.
What does that even mean?
See? Weren't you here 2 shows ago?
No.
No, he was gone.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't.
Did I miss something really interesting? You have to inform me later.
Yes, I'll tell you later. I'll tell you slow.
Ooh.
What's with all this groaning going on?
Baby. Oh, yes.
Oh!
He's my baby!
XAABXXY.
You know just you know just how to push my buttons, Corey. Get it?
Get it? Left trigger, right bumper, left trigger, right bumper.
And don't forget.
I saw this video. There's a video on Facebook right now. I'm going to have to send it to you, Corey. I don't know if you've seen it yet. But anyways, they're using the Kinect and using the 3D headgear.
Oh, God.
Yes. And it is awesomely hot. I'm seeing porn video games.
Oh, boy.
What? You're seeing porn.
You know, that reminds me. That whole Kinect thing with the porn chick, that's what's wrong with those people?
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and just say this, all right? I think it's awesome if they come up with something like that for porn with a virtual reality. Can you imagine? It would totally wipe out any venereal diseases. Because you can have sex with anyone you want, and there's no diseases.
No, no. Let me. You're putting the female spin on it, because the female spin is, yeah, it would be awesome. We're talking about some guys that sit and mate it, and all it is you taking your hand and waving it with the Kinect and touching an imaginary woman. It's not even a real person on the other end.
Yeah.
What
is
the fun in that?
Not the same thing.
Never mind.
Same way, you know, playing SL.
These girls are all like,
oh, God, you're hot. It's like, thanks, my pixels are pleased with your assessment.
Right. See, girls are all
mental. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Guys. Physical about it. It's got to be, you know.
Well, I'm saying, Glaster, even, oh, you're a smart guy. You're, you know, reasonably cerebral. I'm talking about
that. That's like, again, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you.
No, you would be here.
She's surprised by that. She's like, you're a smart guy.
Well, you know, he knows he wouldn't be here otherwise. We don't hang with stupid boys. I'm sorry. If you're stupid, that's why you're not on the show. But, no, that's not true. But the point being is, even you, if I gave you the option of, okay, bless you, you can stand here in front of this camera and wave your hand and pretend to touch a woman, or we can put a real woman on the other end, we're going to give you some apparatus that allow you both to feel, you know, what's being done. Which would you choose, honestly?
Second one.
I choose the third option.
Which is actually
finding a real woman and touching her.
No, I'm saying obviously we both would have we all would have the real thing if we could. You know,
yeah.
We want the real thing, but I think it's a stupid thing. It's kind of, I think they'll sell a lot of it to teenage boys who've never had a woman before.
Yes.
But
yes. No, I've met several non-teenage guys in games that are gonna be all over that kind of
They're
crap.
They're still teenagers mentally.
That's true.
We were talking just physically. Okay.
Well, that's a whole other psychological problem that we don't even need to talk about right now. That would prefer something like that over the real deal. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I would prefer it. I would prefer it because if you go out and you have casual sex, there's always, like, the chance of getting diseases. And I'm completely, like, phobic about bodily fluids. I don't like them.
Again, mental problem thing that we don't need to talk about.
I'm just saying. I'm making an example. Like, that would be perfect for me because I'm like totally phobic about stuff like that. It's just nasty. It's disgusting. So
kind of like if you guys remember the movie Demolition Man, Sandra Bullock and Sylvester.
Yes.
Yeah,
I do that too.
She was like, "Ooh, fluid exchange." He's like,
"Hey,
you want to exchange fluids with me, baby?"
You don't have to exchange fluids. We can still have all kind of fun. We don't. You have
yeah.
to. We don't have to be in the same.
The best one was they were making fun of him because he didn't know how to use the shells in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't get me started on my
oh,
movie.
No.
They never.
That was an awesome movie. That was almost as good as Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd
was
the best.
Something's wrong with y'all. But anyway. both those movies were horrible. I'll take Demolition Man before I take Judge Dredd. You're gonna regret this for the rest of your life. Both seconds of it.
I love those lines.
They were for 1985, not for 1993. Come
well,
on.
Yeah, but I mean, if you take it in the context of a really cheesy movie, that's
it's
fun
awesome.
To watch.
Okay,
it's awesome.
True, I forgot you enlightened me about something. We'll
He's like
about
Arnold
that.
Schwarzenegger. He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh. But he was good in Expendables. Like, he actually had a sense of humor about himself. I liked
him. Terrible.
I liked that movie.
I got to go watch it after the show now.
Oh, it's so bad.
I'm going to go watch it. I'll have an assessment.
That's so bad. Don't even watch it.
I liked it because I watched it in the sense that it was almost a parody to me. And
oh, it was.
I liked
it. Yeah, I went in there not expecting that. You're right. It was a parody. I didn't expect
that. I went in expecting it to be a parody, and it really was, because all these old-timey action heroes actually had a sense of humor about themselves, except for Jason Statham. He's not an old-timey action hero. He's hot. He could be my hero any day, anytime, anywhere.
Stop talking about my man.
Anyway, I don't care. Just come to my
stop
house.
Stop talking about my man. Don't make me hurt.
Let me say this, though. Like, they were doing some crazy stuff in that movie. Like, they were throwing knives and doing stuff like nobody ever does that in real life. It's so ridiculous.
I did it every morning.
That's why it was a parody. It was supposed to be funny. It wasn't supposed to be like some big time action movie. I mean, it was a lot of action, but it was a parody.
But it wasn't in your face parody like a National Lampoon's parody. That's
no,
what, that's
it was a tongue in cheek one. It was kind of a little more.
It was like the first Evil Dead. It was like that. It was like unintentionally funny. But that was the whole problem, is that I think they wanted it to be funny. So it was intentionally, unintentionally funny, and that's never funny.
It is to me. I think it's hilarious. But I'm
okay. Anyway, moving along. Okay, games. Now, okay, interestingly enough, back to the whole Kinect thing, I'm hearing a lot of, that's what I meant to mention to you guys. Remember we were talking about what happened to Milo? What happened to Milo? What happened to Milo?
Yeah, no. What happened to Milo?
I think killed him. I think Milo became Connectimals is what I think.
You know, that could be.
I'm going to tell you why. I have the special edition of Connectimals with the little Maltese tiger. And to get this tiger, you have to hold up this thing that comes in the box and scan it into the game. Remember we saw that with Milo? You're supposed to be able to hold things up and he'd scan it into his world and he could have it, you know, your shoe, your underwear, stuff like that. Made him real creepy. But,
hey, you can scan your underwear, and I can have my world at any time.
Well,
oh, my God.
There's no more Milo, apparently. I think he became Connectimals. I think they did that because animals are much less threatening than having a creepy little boy running up to you when you turn on your Xbox going, "Hi, Corey, where have you been? What? What do you mean where I've been?"
That is kind of creepy. It kind of gives me, like, the ring, the girl in the ring vibe. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch those movies. I don't want those vibes. No.
Wait a minute. You two are so randomly reversed. She's afraid of playing with zombies, but she'll watch The Ring. This one don't want to watch The Ring. But
I didn't watch all of it. I watched part of it.
Bring me some zombies. I ain't scared. I got a Molotov cocktail with their name on it.
She got a pipe bomb.
Just hell,
brings her handbook in case you do become a zombie.
Yeah, I'll have handbooks so y'all can take care of me. So I can still fight on the side of good.
My SL house, I actually have a zombie list of what to do in case a zombie outbreak.
I am hoarding food in my attic in case a zombie outbreak. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Very nice.
I got cans. I got the bars on my windows. I have one sitting to the side, so when the zombie outbreak comes, I can just put it back in place. See,
very nice.
There you go. Put it right back in place. There you go. You're not coming in here. Got my shotguns ready.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'm so hot about playing games with shotguns. I love that in Halo 2, man. I did not want any other gun. I didn't care what you were giving me. I did not want your little laser thing. I did not want your sticky bombs. Hell no. Give me the shotgun.
That's kind of scary, actually.
That's a plasma sword for me. And I will even let you know when I have the plasma sword playing Halo, because I will yell out, "Somebody let that bitch get the sword. Now you have fucked up."
No. I wanted the shotgun, and I wanted to run into the mob of them, and I wanted to take them all out. It was, love me some shotgun killing. It's so just beautiful.
That actually reminds me of one of the weapons I got in WoW. I know I bring up WoW again, but it's really funny. Like, I was playing a little warrior, and I think it was a goblin or something. I forget what it was, but I actually got, no, it was a gnome. I got a very light saber, and it was actually like a lightsaber sword. I died laughing.
I'm going to have to look that up now. Have you seen, they've got Nerf weapons, and WoW, I want them.
What?
Yes, apparently,
you know what?
It's with a holiday,
okay,
and
let me just tell y'all, I've listened to y'all talk about WoW, and I think they have gone way off the rails. I'm sorry. What is with Nerf weapons?
But they got a holiday.
It's like
turning
the best. Best.
Y'all don't mean to them people. You stole the game, WoW people.
Well, you know what? If Dark Age of Camelot hadn't gone into the pooper, and if they hadn't have ruined Warhammer Online, I would have been there. But no, so now I'm stuck with WoW.
And if they hadn't have fucked up Final Fantasy XIV when they put it out, I'd be there.
Now, why are you not in Fallen Earth?
Yeah, stop falling games into the pooper. They need their privacy.
I don't know what
it was about Fallen Earth. It's a good game. It's a beautiful game. I don't know if it was the mutant chickens or what. But I couldn't click with it. I don't know why. It was a good game. I can't even say anything bad about it.
Quickly. You better click with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of you, click with it and quickly.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Cutting will follow. Lead piping. With knives.
Mm-hmm. I did love some lead pipes. Oh, man, that was my lead pipe. Lead pipe to the face. Hell yeah, I loved it. When it goes.
You know what? I took that all wrong. I was like, what did she just say? Did she say she loves pipe?
Oh, lead pipes. Okay. Oh, yes, baby. I love your pipe.
I'm done. I'm done with this show for the day.
I think we should end it on time today.
I think we are. Like, y'all don't want to talk
we
about
totally
the...
We totally are, dudes. We're like 4 minutes left.
No.
WikiLeaks? Come on.
There was some talk of maybe going a little over, but I don't know about that. And this show is just going
off the
down
rails.
A little bit.
It's off the rails.
Oh, it's for the holiday, though.
It's
come
off
on.
The hook, not the rails.
I think this is bad. Got to wait till New Year's.
This train's got to stop. That's all I got to say. We got to stop this train.
This train has no stops. No stops.
Pull the emergency brake.
Oh, yeah, baby! This train runs on time!
Oh, my God, did you get Terry for me? I just realized you got Terry. Terry Tate. I love you, Terry Tate.
It is the guy, actor, who plays Terry Tate, but it's from the video game Gears of War.
I don't care where it's from. It's Terry Tate to me.
Yeah,
when I hear his voice, it's Terry Tate.
It is Terry Tate. It's the same actor, yes. So.
That's right. Everybody wants to see the train, baby.
You know what? I'm going to take your sound effects away from you and send you to your room. No Christmas presents for you.
Oh, come on.
Bad, bad.
Oh, for
bad.
You guys.
Can I get a spanking, too? Later, maybe?
I've seen ethically awesomeness.
I'm spanking till Tuesday.
What's that?
The chat room awesomeness. It's beautiful. Thank you guys up there. Y'all have missed it. It's been awesome. It's beautiful.
You're still going on the innuendo jokes. Thanks,
Dan. Oh, yes. I love you. Some innuendo jokes. Blaster. Blaster.
Yes.
Blaster.
Yes.
Blaster.
Yes.
Time for music. It's time for music.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Time for music.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Coming to Lincoln Park, he's climbing your chimney, snatching your cookies up, trying to
snatching your cookies up.
What? To hide your gift,
don't you do that to my cookies.
Hide your gift, hide your tree, hide your gift, hide your tree. And hide your eggnog, cause he's taking everything off your gift.
We'll see you guys.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Tomorrow morning. But next week, the Game of Thrones Radio. Yay. Get some applause.
We've got new forums. I want to see pictures of all your goods. Christmas goods. Let me rephrase this. Christmas goods. I want to see your presents, not your actual goods.
Get your crazy dogs off my roof. Money saves no pay.
People believe a man with a sack will come in their house at night and leave behind gifts.
You know what? I don't like it. That sounds like Leto's. I don't like it.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
You better have some Kool-Aid for me.
Kool-Aid? Oh, I'm done.
Right now. You think you're telling me t-shirts, Nintendos, and all? You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real. Tell Jack Frost to stay the hell away from my toes. Come to my chimney, I'll show you a nutcracker.
Oh, my God.
Climbing your chimney, snatching your cookies up, trying to eat them.
No, he
so y'all need to hide your gifts, hide your tree, hide your gifts, hide your tree, hide your gifts, hide your tree. And hide your eggnog, cause he's taking everything off the
shelf. This is not going
to
go
all I want for Christmas is for you to keep your fat ass out of my house.
Oh, my God.
Wow! Hell yeah!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to everyone, and all a good night!
Well, I.